Listen to a discussion between two archaeology students. They are preparing for a class presentation.
I read that prehistoric people had to settle in villages and start farming when they could no longer survive just by hunting and gathering. The idea was that they had been pushed out of the best lands as the population grew. Most likely they had noticed that some seeds sprouted when they dropped them. So when these prehistoric people had to move to less productive areas, they settled in permanent villages there and started planting seeds to keep from starving.
That was the thinking until a few years ago when archaeologists found evidence that goes against that theory. The new idea is that farming developed in the richest land areas and that the people who started it weren't being threatened by starvation. Apparently, successful hunter-gatherers had already been living in villages long before they started cultivating crops. These prehistoric villagers just wanted to have a more stable food supply.
What? You mean that people settled in villages while they were still hunting and gathering wild foods to eat? How did archaeologists come to that conclusion?
Well, one way was a new, more accurate method of dating a small piece of something like a grain of corn or wheat. You know, earlier archaeologists couldn't date something that small, so they'd have to date, say, the charcoal around it to get an estimate of its age.
So, with the new technique for determining the age of a tiny sample, they found out that the grain was older than they had thought?
No, just the opposite. They found out it was much younger. So that meant that the domestication of grain probably occurred long after people had begun to live in villages.